situation within the game, and I thought we did a much better job. Play with more urgency. I thought we played with, you know, more energy. Got around to our game plan, stuck to our game plan more, and just a better overall performance. Better in our own end defensively. Like I said, we just seemed to be much more in tune to the game.
Well, we didn't score first again, and that's been kind of a pattern for us this year. We have struggled to get the first goal of the game.
Well, we haven't. It seems like the games we've scored first, we haven't won. We scored first at Ferris, then ended up losing that game. We scored first at Northern, end up losing that game. So, it's a weird. Usually you like to get off to a good start on the road and score that first goal. But, we didn't in this game, but unfortunately it didn't turn out well for us.
They score first. Now Lowney will bring it up. Great skater and stick handler. Maloney gets the pass back to the point. Anselmini, left side for Babinski. Babinski quickly back to the top. Here's a shot, tipped in front, blocked there. Here's a shot, score! Babinski with a wrister as the rebound came right to him. And Ferris State gets an early first period goal, 1-0. Nice shot by Babinski, but a very fortuitous rebound that came right back to his stick. And everybody was kind of, not misaligned, but not really ready for him. And he pumped it in.
Yeah, he did. They got a lucky, lucky bounce. They got a fortuitous bounce, like you mentioned. Came right to him. Now, having said that, though, we get a penalty, minute and something into the game, And that's not the way you want to start a game. First penalty of the weekend, and unfortunately, we couldn't kill it. They got a good bounce and ends up in our net. Jamie had no chance on this, but we got to cut down on our penalties, and we took more than they did at home. And some of the penalties, when you look at them, you're not happy with them. They're not saving a goal or anything like that. So we got to be careful in the type of penalties we take.
Reid Storos took two penalties in that first period. They scored on the first one, didn't on the second one. But he redeems himself nicely with a goal to tie it up.
On the near side point, sends it over for Storos. Picks it up off the wall. Storos back to the point. Mark Ott for Roy. Roy will shoot. Wide of the net. Rebound! Score!
Boy, it really heads up play there by Mark Onk.
Well, great play. And we talked a lot, with our defensemen trying to get pucks through because, we had some shots blocked the night before. And they do a real good job of that, fronting the puck. So we had to tell our defensemen, if you don't have that shooting lane, try and change your angle, get the shooting lane. If not, off the end boards. I don't know if he was trying this on purpose, but obviously missed the net. And we scored a couple like this last year, too. So Reid Storos did miss this one.
Nice goal by Storos, 1-1 after one, and the Huskies take the lead for the first time this series in regulation as Max Vallis backhands one in the net.
Vallis across the line, his pass right to Vallis again, and he got a shot off, but it went wide. Patrick Anderson over for Blacklock behind the net, trying to center it for Vallis, gets a backhand score! That's Vallis with the goal! Just a backhand shot by Vallis, just trying to get it on net. And he scores. Max Vallis with the goal. That is his first of the season, fourth of his career.
I love that line all game long, Coach. They were really a motor out there.
Well, they played hard. Obviously, two of the players we put in the lineup did not play Friday night, and that's one of the advantages you have at home is trying to get fresh legs, and we wanted to do that. We dressed four new players, and I might add that Evan Anderson played Friday night and did a real nice job for us. I thought he looked good, even better than we thought, coming off a long layoff and not having played. He didn't look out of place, and I thought he did a real good job, played strong, did some good things. But we made the changes for Saturday, and I thought that line of Vallis, Blacklock, and Patrick Anderson did a nice job. They played hard. They created some energy. They're honest players, and that's what you're looking for when you put somebody in to give you a spark.
Simone Denis ties the game up at the 16-16 mark.
Burks, watch out. Patrick Anderson had a guy right on him. Anderson able to get away from the hit but could not get the clear. They go to Denis again. Denis with a shot. Tipped and scored. Tipped in front by O'Rourke. Denis will get the assist. And the Huskies failed to clear the zone, and it comes back to hurt them, tied 2-2.
Yeah, I thought for sure O'Rourke tipped that puck. It looked like it from our angle, but the guys upstairs looked at it, and it was off of Watson, I think.
It went off Cliff, yes, Skate, and didn't change direction a whole lot, but an innocent shot. We got to block that shot. It wasn't a hard shot, but he got it through, and that's many times that's just – half the battle is just getting the puck through, getting around that initial player coming out to block the shot. But that danger zone, Dirk, we talk about. We had possession, top of the circles, the blue line in our zone. We got out-muscled, out-battled a little bit. Sure enough, you know, we talk about that. You have to make sure that's where you got to grind it out. That's where you have to find a way to make sure we get that puck out of the zone, and then at least they have to reset and come back in. But we didn't get it out. We didn't clear it. And unfortunately for us, it ends up in the back of our net.
So we go to the third period, no scoring until the 18:39 mark. Andrew Durantes, with just over a minute remaining, gets the game winner for Ferris State.
Draw one by the Huskies. They hold it in to the right wing corner. Now Lowney with a chance to clear. Gets it to Mackin. Mackin fails on the clear. Held in by Anderson. And now Anderson just missed it. And now coming back out, 3-on-2. The Bulldogs coming down. Blacklock trying to get back into play. He does. Chance now for the point of shot. Loose puck, and there's a score! Oh, Jamie Phillips could not hold on. He made the save. And with 1:21 remaining, Ferris State gets a huge go-ahead goal.
Break that down for us, Coach. What happened there?
Yeah, we had a good shift in the offensive zone. We put a lot of pressure on him. I thought the third period might have been one of our best periods all weekend. You know, we outshot him 18-10 in the period. You know, out-attempted him 34-22. In any way you look at it, we had a real strong period. Grade-A chances. If you look around our net, they didn't. You know, they had maybe two or three in the period where we might have had 10. You know, it was a good period. But on that play, we were working down low in the corner. The puck was sort of coming out to point, and Patrick Anderson went to play it. They've got a guy there, and his stick gets caught up in between Patrick's legs or feet. And, you know, and it's a trip. I watch it. You know, the Patty, you know, steps on the guy's stick, or the stick just trips him. They get a 3-on-2. If Patrick would have stayed on his feet and, you know, been able to manage that puck, then you're okay. But that's that danger zone, and we turn it over. Now, having said that, and as I told the team, you're going to get calls you don't like, but you still have to play the play out. And we did get people back. They got initial shot, and we had a guy in front of the net with one of their guys, the guys who scored, and he just got caught on the wrong side of them and didn't take a stick, and consequently they put that one in. But felt bad because we had played so hard, and you know, like I said, had a real good period. You just feel like we were going to get one either this shift or the next shift. I thought everybody did a nice job. Reed Sterles had two unbelievable, maybe three unbelievable looks in this period. So Tyler Hayden, I mean, you know, we had the puck on the right guy's sticks. We just couldn't finish, and that's part of it. If you let a team hang around long enough, if you don't take advantage of your chances, you know, you're asking for trouble. And unfortunately, a tough play. You know, I thought the referees, for the most part, did a pretty good job all weekend. That's a tough call on their part because it's not blatant, you know. It's not, the guy isn't trying to trip them on purpose, but it's a change of possession. And, you know, it'd be tough to call a penalty at that point of the game on that play. So, like I said, it's just, you got to play the play out, and you got to make sure you get back and defend. And just a real empty feeling, a tough way to play a game. You know, we outshot them, obviously, 38-25, and just had a real strong game. But some nights you don't get the rewarded if you don't finish, and, you know, you let a team hang around.
3-2 the final. Ferris State earns the split against Michigan Tech, and that is the final on Saturday night in front of 3,042 people at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. We'll take a quick break. Questions coming up real soon, and we'll preview the Michigan Tech-Alabama-Huntsville series coming up this weekend in Huntsville right here on the Mel Pearson Show.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock invites everyone in to try their new menu with several new and tasty fresh Mexican and American foods. Don't forget about Margarita Madness Monday through Friday 2 till 7 and all day Sunday, which also includes other great drink specials plus $1 off your favorite appetizers like their famous homemade tableside guacamole. Ask about their birthday specials at Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Heads or tails? Kick or receive, with the wind or against the wind, here or there. Buy your friend a Bud Light. Buy a stranger a Bud Light. Go to your team's bar. Go to the opposing team's bar. Throw a party Monday night. Road trip to the game Sunday night. Go downtown with friends. Go further down to Argentina and make new friends. Buy a round during the next truck commercial. Buy a round during the next Talking Duck commercial. Rent a houseboat. Rent a haunted house. Change your name to Asiago Cheese. Change your name to Edward Victor Cold Breeze. Go hard. Take it easy. Go to a retro bar and dance to music from the 80s. Go to a senior citizens bar and dance with people in their 80s. If you're truly up for whatever this weekend, grab the perfect beer for whatever happens. Crisp, refreshing Bud Light.